Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome. Thank you for listening to Faith Like a Blanket. Episode 12 today, titled Faith Like a Girl. The key word is Sumayya. And that's very deliberate. Nowadays, we bandy about words like girl power, a slogan that encourages us and it celebrates women's empowerment and independence and confidence. Even if it's something as vapid as being the first Muslim to be on the catwalk with hijab or the first Muslim model to appear in Sports Illustrated magazine wearing a hijab and a burkini, it's not an empowering concept because it's based on consumerism. And consumerism can never ever be a revolutionary social movement. So we today will discuss or remember the Sahabi Sumayya bint Khayyat, who was the first member of the Ummah of Islam to become a Shahida, a martyr. So in girl power, for a person who chose their own destiny and their own fate and stuck to their principles and went against the grain, that is what we would call faith like a girl. Nonetheless, she was a woman, a slave in the possession of a man called Abu Huzaifa ibn Mughira. Her master gave her in marriage to Yasir ibn Amir. He was a man who just happened to come to Makkah looking for his lost brother, decided to settle there under Huzaifa's protection. So Abu Huzaifa, Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha's master, said, "You can marry my slave." Because she had a son called Ammar, she was freed. And they did, however, remain in the service of the master Abu Huzaifa for the rest of his life. He obviously died before Islam and he mocked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, although she had been freed, she and her son, once their patron had died, they became extremely vulnerable. The other members of the Makhzum tribe tortured them and pressured them to abandon their faith. And we've heard stories of how badly they were tortured, put inside a body of water, half the body in, half the body out, extreme narrow body of water, so she couldn't escape, forced to stand in the sun, dressed in mail. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very aware of their troubles, urged them to have sabr because their meeting place was going to be paradise. One evening, Abu Jahl, who was also a member of the Makhzum clan, came to watch her standing there, began to insult her, and killed her by stabbing her and impaling her on his spear. So the story of Sumayya bint Khayyat radiallahu ta'ala anha undergoing harassment, refusing to give up her faith, speaks to Islam's great focus on an individual's accountability, whether irrespective of your race or your social status or your gender. The ideology was introduced in the mayhem of Makkah. It brought relief to Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha to know that there was an alternative belief system that gave her a respectable place in society, irrespective of her social standing. So it was easy for us to understand that she adopted a new creed because it gave her hope for a better world and a more just world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told people that the one is most honored in the sight of Allah, the ones who are most mindful of Him. Allah is all knowing, Allah is all aware. Going as far as to tell the people of Makkah publicly that your God is one, your father is one. There's no preference of an Arab over a non-Arab, or even a non-Arab over an Arab, or a whiter skinned person or a darker skinned person. It only happens through righteousness, and the most honored person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most honored. So if we're asking the question of true girl power in a time of barbarism and darkness and ignorance, when women in pre-Islamic Arabia were subjugated and oppressed and treated as transferable property just as a source of pleasure and service to men, no control for themselves, we should be honoring Sumayya radiallahu anha's courage. It wasn't just something vapid consumerism. She mustered the courage to enter into the fold of Islam. And therefore, her rationale as the equality that Islam offered to women and the treatment of women obviously motivated her, infusing her with strength and bravery and boldness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see truth for what it is, falsehood for what it is, and never allow us to fall into the traps of empowerment or schemes of empowerment, which are basically an agenda that is un-Islamic. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept any good deeds that we do and make easy any situation that you are in that is a form of oppression. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.